Good morning. Welcome everybody to our council meeting on September 15th, 2015. We're now back off our vacation. We're ready to do something, I'm sure. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no amendments to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We got a motion carried. Approval of minutes. We have the minutes of August 18th. Any questions, corrections, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. And just for the council's benefit, Mr. Moore wasn't feeling well today, so he asked that I stand in this morning. Mr. Sharp, I believe, will be here for the public hearings this afternoon. It appears that we have three items of correspondence. Two of them are from the same organization. One is from the Milton Fire Department Incorporated. On behalf of the membership of the Milton Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, I would like to thank you for your generous donation. The advertisement in our commemorative booklet was the key to help us be able to have our 50th anniversary events. Everyone's support helped us to defray costs of the three-day celebration that we planned for our community and members. And then it goes on to talk about that the street dance was attended by over 300 people, a luncheon with over 150 guests, a picnic and group photo session to preserve the 50th anniversary of the celebration. And that's signed by Mary Ann Warrington, the president of the Milton Ladies Auxiliary. The second two items of correspondence are from Camp Possibilities, and I'll read the one that was handwritten. Dear Sussex County Council, thank you very much for your extraordinarily generous contribution to Camp Possibilities, a camp for children with diabetes, to support two children from Sussex County. We greatly appreciate your generosity and support. Again, thank you very much for your kindness and support. Sincerely, Jeff Dietz, founder and executive director. Thank you, Mr. Benson.
Any correspondence from council?
I'd be remiss if I didn't
Deaver.
Mention that the folks are really using our website and sending an awful lot of messages to us, and in a sense that's correspondence and getting a lot of email, generally having to do with development and infrastructure.
Any else from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy? Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest, Georgetown. Is what I'm questioning today is basically is with the sea container up at the storage container up at Master Tire. Nothing against them, but I'm just trying to prove a point. I looked all on the website through all the permits that are viewable and visible. I could not find one for the storage container up there. It's like I had spoken for the last 2 years, they will pop up and they will pop up more and more. What do you consider temporary and permanent? Is it 3 months temporary, 6 months temporary, 2 years temporary? When does it become permanent? After the fiasco of a year ago with all the tires there, and with this year with the other permits being pulled, they did a great job with it. It looks dynamite up there now. This has nothing to do with them basically as business complaint. It has to do with the county. You've just done how many inspections up there with the facility? You've gone through all your planning and zoning and everything. Has one inspector questioned the container up there? And whether more and more are coming in with the new tire regulations hopefully coming through. And on people's property, you go out, or did the inspectors go to a property? Do they just keep an eye just on one thing straight and say, okay, we're here for a permit for the fence. We're here for a permit for the building. We're here for this, or do they look at everything? Everybody knew 4 months ago, the only thing that was on that property was the main structure and the overhang. It should have been brought up and inquired. It just comes down to, do you pull a permit down the road later on if somebody does complain? What is the exact permit structure with Sussex County? The second thing is the main issue now is with First State, with the animal, the dog control, which you're going to be speaking about. My question is with that, is last night I went to their board meeting. With the controversy going on, I'd like to know if we know if the state is definitely, after tonight with the animal cruelty and rabies, is definitely a state issue, has nothing to do with First State for Sussex County. And with Sussex County with the dog control, do we expire on the 15th, the 31st? And one of their board members also said last night that they only have eight ACOs left. If on our contract with them, I believe we would, at the amount that we're paying, we have five of their ACOs during a week or however it works. Are we getting a discount if they still kept the other county? If they're splitting it up now and they're not sending us the amount of personnel down here under our contract for the next 3 months, are we getting a refund? One of them, I think, either Newcastle and us, the numbers aren't matching up. If you have five for here, and I would assume you have the same number or more for Newcastle. Pay for the services that we're getting, and muchly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Last week, there was a vote taken to have a union at South Coastal. Why is there a union in South Coastal? Well, I'm going to tell you why. First of all, they don't trust you. They don't believe you. And furthermore, you've done been playing this game for years. You've done removed a whole bunch of garbage from them. You started out with the health thing, then you took this item away, and you took that item away, and then you got to playing games, and when you start playing games, they don't trust you. I guarantee you, if you'd done this thing right, instead of being a bunch of amateurs, would have went down there and done it right, you'd have never had union. Now, I will tell you, if you're not careful, you're going to have all the employees in a union. So I've got a little advice for you. You better wake up before it's too late.
Thank you, sir. John Timmons. John Timmons. Ocean View. Okay. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item of business on the agenda is the recognition of retiring county engineer Mike Izzo. Before we give the proclamation and plaque, and council may have a few words, I have a few words. After 31 years of service to this county, today is Mike Izzo's official last day as county engineer. Mike is the county's longest-serving county engineer, a position he's held for more than 19 years. When Mike came to see me and tell me he was retiring to take a new job, I was shocked. I was literally speechless. In my position, you hate to see such a valued employee leave and take with him decades of institutional knowledge. But at the same time, Mike has given this county 30-plus years of his life. And he has earned the right to retire and move on to greener pastures, and he deserves nothing less. In my short tenure, Mike and I worked on numerous projects together, and I quickly realized how well-respected he was by his colleagues within the county, his fellow engineers, and stakeholders in the private sector. I enjoyed working with Mike because he took the time to explain what we were trying to accomplish and the best path to get there. He always kept the county's best interests a priority. One of Mike's greatest attributes is his willingness to find a solution to a problem, no matter how insurmountable. In his position, he's constantly called upon by the residents of Sussex County, the development community, local and elected officials to help them, and he always answered the call. You'll not find a better public servant than Mike Izzo, and he will be impossible to replace. It would take too much time to list the hundreds of projects Mike and his team are responsible for over the last three decades. From the airport to the private roads to the library and paramedic station construction to over 800 miles of sewer lines, four wastewater plants, and 6,000 sewer customers, this county and this department under Mike's leadership has a lot to be proud of. In the end, Mike's finest legacy is the impact he has had with his fellow county employees, many of whom are gathered here today to recognize his accomplishments. So on behalf of all the lives that you've touched in 31 years of your public service, Mike, I want to say thank you for a job well done. In recognition of your service, the council and I would like to rename the South Engineering Conference Room in your honor and call it the Michael A. Izzo Conference Room.
It's great.
We have our standard plaque and proclamation to present to you, and we need to have some photos with members of council.
Need to, okay. With any, come down here.
Okay.
Thank you for those words. They were perfect. Perfect.
He's got the important day for Mike. He wore a sunny suit.
Yeah.
Every word he said, every word. I'm going to miss you terribly.
There you go.
There you go.
We went, but yeah, we go way back.
He's one of the only guys
who
left
with
us.
Yeah.
Well, you could depend on Mike when I call you.
Got it.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Mike, congratulations. Yeah. Great job. You did a great job. Sorry you're leaving, but I really am. Thank you for all you've done.
You all guys ought to stand up.
Here, why don't you hold this thing here? We'll hold this here.
Am I okay? Okay.
You're good.
Sam and I.
It's a short little farmer.
Okay.
There you go.
Quarterback, which might.
I'm good.
Oh, we got a whole brother. Yeah, we got it. Yeah. You're going to be famous.
Yep.
Best for last. You got it, Glenn.
2-1-2.
1-1.
2-1.
You good? Everybody's good? Okay, you gonna pull this thing up then? Give it to Mike. I would guess you want to say a few words. At least I hope you do.
A couple.
Okay. We hope you do.
You have family here, Mike?
Oh, no, I do not. I do have family here. Yeah. And that's really what I want to reiterate, that I've just been blessed with such a wonderful staff, and it means the world to me to have worked with these. Sorry. Just to have worked with these folks, they're really outstanding, and they do. You know, they're the definition of public servants. And everything we accomplished is really based upon the work of my staff. While I was sitting here, I looked around, and I was kind of sitting on the old-timers bench there with, you know, myself and Lawrence. You too, Heather. Even Julie. And that's what I'd like to suggest to the council. You know, I've always said our employees are our greatest strength. And just last week, we lost Joyce Lord. And Joyce had worked for the county. I believe she worked 40 years with Sussex County. And what I'd like to suggest is maybe we can do like a ring of honor for some of our employees that have just spent their whole lives being public servants to the residents of Sussex County. But it's been a great ride. I've worked on many wonderful projects. And I'll never forget everybody who I came in contact with during my 31 years. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Get them leave.
Wait till Mike's family leaves.
That's it.
That's a classy man.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on the agenda down to our 10:15 advertised public hearing for the expansion of Dagsboro Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. Whoever's doing, there you go.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Todd.
Here comes the help.
Here comes help. That's on here. We're on the agenda later on. And
thank you.
Good job.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Came before you on August 4th for permission to prepare and post notices for the D'Orazio Too Many Incorporated annexation into the Dagsboro Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. Notices were posted on August 24th and posted on our webpage. We have a letter from the owner of the properties requesting annexation, and the owner also owns the adjacent manufactured home community and has proposed a connection access from the existing lines and will provide that easement to make those connections. The expansion will consist of three parcels totaling approximately 0.97 acres, and the parcels will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,800 based on rates from July 1, 2015 till June 30, 2016. We have had no phone calls or letters for support or in negative to this date. And as it's a public hearing.
Mr. President?
Lawson. Mr. Lawson.
The other Robertson. Got promoted. As Mr. Ashman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearing before the Sussex County Council on an ordinance to establish a more,
expansion of the Dagsboro.
Expansion of the Dagsboro Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. Anyone here who has an interest in this ordinance is invited to come to the podium and present your reasons for or against the ordinance during today's public hearing. Is there anybody that has an interest in the ordinance that's being discussed this morning?
Obviously, it's implied that the owner is supportive, right? Because he's made the application. So even though it appears nobody's here.
That's correct. This process wouldn't start without the owner
starting
the process for annexation.
These two lots on the corner, who is the ownership of that?
I do not know.
We're not sure.
I think we have them.
Okay, that's all right.
They're appearing that there's not anybody here this morning on this matter. The record's now closed.
We'll close the public hearing, close the public comment, and need a motion.
You got it. Do you do the resolution or you want me to do
go ahead.
Resolution?
Yep.
The resolution to extend the boundary of the Dagsboro Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels situated on the northwest side of County Road 54, Omar Road, tax map parcel numbers 433-6.15-46.00, 47.00, and 48.00, and being in the Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Entertain a motion.
Make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Moving back up the agenda, we'll now turn to a presentation by the Delaware Department of Transportation. We're honored today to be joined by Secretary Jennifer Cohen of the Department of Transportation, who is here to make a presentation, and we're going to have a discussion regarding